One of the things I love about our founding fathers is obviously it's a complicated history. Obviously, there are a lot of wonderful things that they've done, and the ugly side of that era. But there maybe none were as consequential as Thomas Jefferson. And as we get ready for our 250th birthday of this grand experiment known as the United States of America, we're taking a look at some of those influential people back at the beginning, and how they played a role into what we are experiencing today. And today we focus on Thomas Jefferson. And Dr. Brad Berzer is a professor of history at Hillsdale College, an expert on Thomas Jefferson. And he just published a book, The Declaration of Independence, A Radical Experiment in Liberty. And Dr. Brad Berzer joins us. Doc, good morning. It's good to have you.
Hey. So much. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you could carve a couple of minutes for us this morning.
Absolutely.
I do want to talk about Thomas Jefferson because his early life is very different from, say, somebody like George Washington. While Washington wanted to ascend the British ranks and become a high-ranking officer, that wasn't Thomas Jefferson's bag necessarily.
Oh, that's right. He was very much a scholar, always from the beginning. And it's really beautiful to go back and look at what were called his commonplace books, which was the norm of the founders at the time. They would write down quotes, usually in whatever language they were reading. They would write their quotes down in these books, and they would serve as a kind of diary, but they were always about ideas. And Jefferson, really from the beginning, is just, he's a scholar, and he loves Cicero, and he loves Tacitus, he loves the Romans, you know, and that's what he's really focused on.
There's so much about his life that I'd love to sit down with you for 2 hours and talk about it.
Sure.
I do want to bounce around a little bit, though, because one of the people that in my research over the years on these guys, one of the people that I came across was William Small. And this is somebody that you don't necessarily hear associated with Thomas Jefferson, but they met at William and Mary, at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg. How did William Small have such a vast impact on Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah. People that had that kind of influence on him, and he really respected Small all of his life. Even when he went to France, he was still staying in contact with Small. And Small was very interesting on the issue of slavery because he was pretty anti-slavery. And so Jefferson was taken with that argument. And of course, we know it's complicated with Jefferson because nobody of his era tried more legally to abolish slavery, but while never abolishing his own slavery. So that's where Small fits in, having that kind of influence. But again, there were a couple of faculty that had really, really played a role in Jefferson's understanding of the world. And he was always deeply loyal to these men.
What did he accomplish when he was part of the legislature in Virginia? Because that was kind of the hierarchy of you own land, you're a tobacco farmer, and then all of a sudden you serve in the House of Burgess. What changed for him there?
Well, it's really where he became just a great writer, and was known. He did not like politics, and he did not like speaking out loud. He hated oration, but he loved writing. And so he was always given written assignments in the House of Burgesses, and he attained a reputation that way. Mostly, we know him because of what he wrote in 1774, and that was his summary view of the rights of Englishmen in America. And that's really where he gained his reputation. He was only 31 at the time, but that's where everybody else in America said, this guy is really important.
And then, of course, when he writes the Declaration of Independence, you know, there was some back and forth on a lot of the issues that he brought forward amongst other founding fathers, other members of that time. What was it that he was so steadfast in his belief in this writing?
Yeah, you know, the Declaration is so amazing, Chris, because when you look at something like we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, you know, outside of what we might find in Holy Scripture, this is one of the, if not the most important sentences in human history. And so when we think about someone like Thomas Jefferson, we have to recognize, again, whatever his faults, all of that is kind of trumped by what he did with the Declaration. What we find with the Declaration, though, is that Congress generally liked about 95% of what Jefferson wrote, mm-hmm. and they adopted that. But they did make two really important changes. One, they took out Jefferson's condemnation of the slave trade, which was really important that they took that out. I mean, it was terrible that they took it out, but it really shaped the way the country would develop. And the other thing they did, which, you know, Jefferson was pretty deistic in his faith. He was skeptical about Christianity. But the other thing Congress did is they added that final line, "We pledge our fortunes, our lives, and our sacred honor," right? And so they really make the Declaration a religious document in a way that Jefferson had not envisioned.
Well, and of course, the ugly side of it, his owning of people, again, common during that time, as horrendous as it was. But he had, obviously, we know of Sally, right? His kind of love interest, who was one of his slaves, had children as well. And that's a complicated part of his past.
It's only speculation that they had that relationship. Okay. I think most historians would agree that he probably did have that relationship, but the DNA evidence is inconclusive. So we just don't know. We do know that he treated Sally, though, very differently than his other slaves. And she really became, especially after Jefferson lost his wife, Sally really became the mistress of the house and took care of things, especially when they were in France. She took care, and she was fluent in French. She was an incredible woman in and of herself, even though she was a slave. Really important person. But yeah, there's always that possibility that Jefferson had that relationship with her and then had children with her. We just don't know.
Really fascinating stuff. And can't wait to read your book, Dr. Brad Berzer. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate
it. Thank
you.
Yeah. It was great talking, Chris.
Yes. We'll talk again very soon, I hope. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Fascinating stuff as we get ready for the 250th here in the United States. We'll take a break, 7 o'clock hour, get you caught up on some of the headlines. Also, polling shows that this is at an incredibly low number. We'll tell you what that is coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It's JR Morning.